Easter in Jackson. The pounding rain began in the middle of the night. The people of Jackson, Ohio, awoke to the sound, then went back to sleep. But the rain continued. Statistics said Jackson floods once every 100 years, but no one believed this would be the flood of the century. People were evacuated from their homes to higher ground, leaving everything behind. Buildings in the low-lying areas were immersed in water. People felt helpless as they watched Mother Nature show her power. Susan told the story to her students and showed them pictures from the newspaper. Immediately, her students began raising money for the flood victims. They sold lollipops, wrote letters to the community asking for donations, and collected their own money. Mountains of clothes, furniture, and food piled up. Susan's class made Easter baskets from shoeboxes and filled them with candy and toys, as well as toothpaste, soap, toothbrushes, and shampoo. Susan and I drove there with these baskets. We went from house to house, knocking on doors, ready to begin our mission. Hello, I'm Susan Moore, and this is my friend Allison. My sixth graders at Penny Royal Elementary made Easter baskets for you when they heard about the flooding. Their faces lit up as they opened their gifts. As we entered one home, a husband and wife were crouched over their floor with hammer and nails. When he opened the box, he began to cry. I can't believe those kids did this. Let me give you some money for their school. As I glanced at what was left of his home, I could not believe his generous spirit. He eventually conceded to write a thank you note instead. One woman ran out to find us after opening her box, tears rolling down her face. I collected bunny rabbits, and I lost them all in the flood. There was a small pink rabbit in my box. I can start my collection again. Thank you. The burly man standing next to her also had tears in his eyes. My heart was warmed as I played the small role of messenger in this tribute to the good in the human spirit. So often we hear of the shortcomings of our youth, but these youngsters answered a cry for help and gave proof that generosity and love prevail.